Good news was rare at the Pontotoc County Jail, but early in November, Ron received an unexpected letter. An administrative law judge awarded him disability benefits under the Social Security Act. A year earlier, Annette applied for the benefits on Ron's behalf, claiming that he had been unable to work since 1979. The judge, Howard O'Brien, reviewed the extensive medical history and ordered a full hearing on October 26, 1987. Ron was driven over from the jail. In his decision, Judge O'Brien noted, "Clearly, the claimant has adequate medical documentation to show a history of alcoholism, depression that was stabilized with lithium, and has been classified as having an atypical bipolar disorder complicated by an atypical personality disorder, probably borderline, paranoid, and antisocial. Clearly, without medications, he is belligerent, abusive, physically violent, has religious delusions, and a thought disorder. And there are repeated episodes of disorientation to time, impaired attention span, as well as impaired abstract thinking and level consciousness." Judge O'Brien had little trouble reaching his conclusion that Ron had severe bipolar disorder, personality disorder, and substance abuse disorder. Further, his condition was serious enough to prevent him from obtaining meaningful employment. Ron's period of disability began on March 31, 1985, and was continuing. The administrative law judge's primary job was to determine if claimants were disabled, either physically or mentally, and thus entitled to monthly benefits. These were important cases, but not life and death. Judges Miller and Jones, on the other hand, had a duty to ensure that every defendant, especially one facing death, received a fair trial. It was sadly ironic that Judge O'Brien could see Ron's obvious problems, while Judges Miller and Jones could not. Barney was concerned enough to have Ron evaluated. He arranged for testing at the Pontotoc County Health Department. The clinic director, Claudette Ray, administered a series of psychological tests and issued a report to Barney. It ended with, "Ron is consciously anxious due to situational stress. He feels helpless to alter his situation or better himself. He may behave inappropriately, such as not attending preliminary hearings which would benefit him, because of his panic and confused thinking. Most individuals would be demanding to hear information and opinions that would influence their future life or death." The report was tucked away in Barney's file and left there. A request for a competency hearing was a routine matter, one Barney had handled before. His client was sitting in jail, about 100 feet from the courthouse, a place Barney visited almost every day. The case was begging for someone to raise the issue of competency.